Hello, I've decided to come back and join back with those who could not be on the Zoom. For those of you who wanted to join but couldn't be on the Zoom meeting, so I'll wait and see. Who of you are on here? Let me see. And if you have any questions or anything that you want to know, anything you want to talk about. I see. Yeah, you have to use that stuff. So.
You can put like a bunch on the side on the left. Put a bunch on the side
Yeah. So the topic that I picked for
And
tonight
then.
is fear. And if you're on the live, let me know if you're on the live. Autumn, can you stop, please?
I would hug you, but I can't.
No, you can't. So if you're on the live, let me know if you're on the live. And the topic that I picked tonight was fear. We had it over Zoom, but I realized that some of you couldn't join the Zoom. That is something that I did want to do. I wanted to start having this on Zoom. Hey, Tammy. Hi. So that I could see you guys and interact with you and, it'd be more personal. So that was my idea, is that if I did it on Zoom, we would, you guys could talk to me in person and you could ask me what you wanted to know or anything that you want to know about your life. So for those of you who are on here, if you want to ask me any questions, let me know. If you have any questions, you were on the talk earlier, and you have more questions, let me know what you want to talk about. So I was talking about fear and how we allow that to control us, how we allow that to take our life over, how it stops us from doing things. Fear is, instead of the energy being calming and smooth and flowing, it's a very rigid energy. It's kind of jagged is what it is. It's not smooth. It causes procrastination, causes hesitation. Fear can cause irrational. It can cause people to be angry because they're afraid. And I see a lot of people, not take action in life, not do things. One of the things that if I have fears about the future, so if you're not in the present moment, you are in either the past or you're in the future. And if you're not in the present moment, you're being controlled by either things that you've done in the past that you don't like, or things that happened to you in the past that you don't like, or you are in the future worrying about what could happen, what's going to happen, and how to control that, how to stop that, how to protect yourself from it, how to avoid all catastrophe, which one of the things that we were talking about is that's just not possible. It's not possible to avoid bad things from happening. It's not possible to control everything. And when we think that control is the answer, we start micromanaging things. And this is where you get people who color coordinate their clothes. And if things aren't that way, then they feel like they're not okay. Energetically, one of the things that we're looking at again is that root chakra. That root chakra is at the base of your spine. It is the one that's red, and that's one that is out when we are in this state of fear, when we're afraid of what's going to be or what's going to happen, or we're afraid of what's happened in the past will happen again. So when you're working with the chakras, you want to imagine them as circles, okay, in front of you, And you want to, for the seven main chakras anyways, you want to imagine spinning them to the right. So I don't know, for you, the camera might be backwards, but you want to spin them to the right side of your body. So you want to imagine them as like energy wheels, wheels of energy, and them spinning to the right, and that opens them. Whenever I work with energy or chakras, I breathe in that color, and then I breathe out negative. So I breathe out brown or black or gray or dark, and I breathe in that color. So that's how I center that chakra. The root chakra is one that is used for our safety, our security, our sense of belonging. It's our family. It's our home life, our childhood. It's our current life. It could also be part of the current job situation. If you have a job that's not secure, that can also hit the root chakra. Okay, that can cause you fear if you're in fear of losing your job, or you know, you go in, you have a stressful boss, and you're going to get yelled at. This is another stage of fear, or part of fear. But the reality is when you look at fear, one of the things you can ask yourself is, what is the worst that's going to happen? So if you get fired, does that mean that, you know, there's no other jobs in the world? That's just it. There's no other jobs on this planet that you could possibly get to replace that job. Does that mean that it will be fun? No, it won't be fun. Does it mean that you will like it? No, it doesn't mean that you will like it. But when we look at it in reality, there's another job. So what's the worst that could happen? You would actually get fired. But what does that mean exactly? That means that there'll be change in your life. And we don't like change, right? But what we need to realize is that life is change. Life is change. Everything in life changes. And we want everything to be the same, but it's not an option, because life is change. Everything in life must evolve. Everything in life must move, must flow, must change. And it doesn't really matter what it is. And when you can learn to embrace change and learn that change is okay, not your enemy, then you can have peace. So your job is going to change. Your home is going to change. Your kids, yourself, your body, everything is going to change. And it's okay. You don't actually want things to be the same. I mean, some things we want to be the same, but in reality, you don't really want things to just be completely the same, completely stagnant. If things were completely the same, then life would be pretty boring. There would be nothing to surprise you. There would be nothing to be excited about. There would be nothing to work towards. We don't want everything to be exactly the same. We do want change in our life. Now, we are afraid of what we consider the bad things in life, but we can't necessarily avoid the bad things. So the loss of job, or perhaps the loss of a loved one, those kinds of things. We can't actually prevent those from happening, because one of the bigger things that I could get people to understand is that life is life, and life happens, and life moves and evolves and ebbs and it flows and it changes. And the more that you can flow with it and accept that change, the better off that you will be, the happier that you will be, the more in acceptance that you will be. So when we have the hard things and we don't process those, and that energy gets stuck in us, that's when we have fear, and we start that control, and we start to, you know, try to control everything in our life and to avoid it happening again. The reality, though, is that you're not going to stop it from happening again. if it is meant to happen, it will happen. And all you're really doing is making yourself suffer by not practicing acceptance. So the thing is like, you know, when you have like a death or something, you know, we're not going to actually stop that from happening in life. Because unfortunately, the consequence of being alive is death. So what happens when you have these traumatic events, so whether it's something in your childhood that you went through, or it's a relationship, maybe it's a loss of a job, or it could be a divorce, or could be a death, is your cells in your body are constantly taking in data. They're constantly taking in information from your world, your environment, and it is basically cataloging that, and it's documenting that, and it records that. Whether you know it or not, whether you remember it or not, it is recording it. It's recording every nuance of that situation, or especially that repeated situation. So let's say that you have a death, like, you know, my mother's birthday is coming up, and my mother passed 6 years ago. But her birthday is coming up, and it is this time of the year. And so for me and my girls, what will happen is, because fall is the time of my mom's birthday, our body has already taken that snapshot that, oh, this is a time that, you know, she passed, she's not here, and we're supposed to be sad. And a lot of times that will happen without the person even knowing, because your cells, your body, has taken an imprint, has taken a snapshot of that time frame. So like every year around the time that my mom died, one of us girls or several of us girls will get sad, and it will just automatically happen. And sometimes we don't even know that it's happened. We have to look at the date, and that is why, okay? Because your body has taken a snapshot. It's taken in the temperature, the lighting, the season, the smells, the sounds, the feeling. It's taken in all that information, all that data, and it's stored it. And you don't even got to remember it, but your body remembers it. So one of the things that happens is when you practice being in fear and trying to like control everything, what you really are doing is you're setting up like all these triggers. And now as you're going through your day, nothing even has to really happen that you can know of or that you recognize, but your body will be triggered because you've set up all these fears. You have all these fears that you've set up. And you're mentally, you're not aware, but physically and energetically, your body is aware of all these fears that have been stored. So you're getting triggered, and your body's just responding automatically. It's just automatically responding. And you don't even know what's happening. And the next thing you know, you're having a panic attack. And you're like, what the heck? Why am I having this? Or maybe you're angry or just fearful. And you can't figure out why. It's because you've set up all these triggers. Because you've become afraid of everything. And fear is, in a sense, very addicting. And it can take you over. So how do we remedy this? So we've explained what we're doing with fear. We've explained how fear happens. And how do we fix it? One of the ways to fix it is to start to get to know when you're doing it. Start to get to know your body. Not a lot of times when you start this, you'll get to notice it after the fact. So you'll already be in the panic attack or in the fearful state. And you'll be like, oh, I'm afraid now. What you have to do at that point is breathe. That's the biggest thing, is breathe. Breathe through it. Take in that extra air. Let your energy calm down. What we find is that a lot of people who are having anxiety or panic attacks, they're not breathing. So one of the first things to do is to breathe. And then to start the self-talk. Okay? Start realizing that you're still standing there. You're still okay. You still have, you know, you are intact, your house is intact, things are okay. You want to start the self-talk. And then what you want to do is you want to stop the mind from fighting and getting in that fearful state and trying to tell you that you need to fight or run. That's that flight or flight, right? Again, which is the root chakra. It's also the sacral chakra. Those are the bottom two chakras. So that information comes into the body. It actually hits the heart center first, and then it shoots up to the brain, and the brain says react. The brain says be afraid. The brain says, oh, we can't do this. I can't have this. But it hits the body first. So you want to start noticing when you're having those fears. You want to try to start figuring out what is causing the fear, what's triggered the fear. You want to make sure you're breathing, and then you want to start the self-talk of, I'm okay, it's okay, we're okay, this is going to be okay, this is going to work out. Whatever this is going to go away. Whatever this is going to pass. And for the most part, whatever it is that you are fearful of will pass, will go away, it will fade. It's more of your thinking that's making it worse than the actual event. So it's more about what you think about the event, how bad your mind is making the event, than what's actually going on. Okay? And again, the mind doesn't like open loops. So if you are in the future or you are living from the past, trying to predict or control your future, that's still a fear state. It's still being fearful. It's still being afraid. If you had some bad things happen in the past, but you're trying to stop them, you're technically, while you're living from the past, you are trying to be in the future because you're trying to be ahead of the game, right? Does that make sense? You're trying to be ahead of and stop what you think might happen. So you're still not in the present moment, which is not a safe place to be. And the brain doesn't like that because the future always has an element of the unknown. It can't actually answer the question. So the brain will run around that loop and run around that loop until it finds an answer, which it can't. So then it won't stop running. So then people say, well, my mind doesn't shut off. I can't go to sleep, right? I can't stop thinking. I can't stop worrying. I just can't do that. Because your mind tells you, you have to have that answer. But the reality is you don't have to have that answer. So when I say self-talk, you want to let yourself know that you're okay, that it's okay, that you will be okay. But you also want to let yourself know this. It's probably the child in you that didn't think they were okay. It was probably the child in you that felt like things were overwhelming for you, that they were out of your control. But you now are an adult, and you can handle things, and you have handled things, and you will handle things. So the fear is really in this state of, I won't be able to handle what happens. I won't be able to deal with what happens, but the reality is you will. You will handle it. You have handled it. It will be okay. So learning that, hey, I made it through some really bad stuff in the past, and I can make it through that again. If something bad was to happen, I will deal with it. It's not that you like it. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that things aren't fearful, things aren't scary, or they can be. But the more you don't allow your mind to go there, and the more you don't play with those thoughts, play with those fears, play with those imagined scenarios, the more you can pull yourself out of it into the present moment and say, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I know that whatever it is, I'll deal with it. I don't know what's going to happen next week, but I know that I will deal with it. I always do. I don't necessarily like dealing with it, but I will deal with it. So now what we're doing is, now we're actually moving up a chakra. We're going into the solar plexus, which is like having strength and having willpower, self-esteem. Now we're moving up into that chakra, okay? And when you start to really tell yourself this and realize this, really, really realize, you've made it. You have made it. And you will make it. and you can make it, then you're starting to build your sense of power, your sense of self-esteem, your sense of self-worth, and you're starting to build your okayness. Okay? The more that you do that, the more that you will go there. So the more you do something, the easier it becomes. But the more you will go there, the more you do this. Right now, your mind goes to fear. I have to control. I have to be afraid. I have to run. I have to hide. But the more you be like, hey, you can handle this. You've handled worse. Then the more your mind will go on that path. And then what happens is your mind will quit having those open loops. So when you find that your mind is overthinking something and over-asking something, re-asking something over and over, really work on stopping that. Really work on saying, you know what? I'm just not going to think about it. And the mind's going to fight you, and it's really going to want to think about this. It's really going to think that it's super important. And then if you don't think about it, the whole world's going to crash. But I promise you it's not. And the more that you can really say to yourself, you know, I'm just not going to think about it. Nope, I'm not going to think about it. And you stop doing that, the less your mind will run those loops. The less your mind will try to continuously answer those unanswerable questions. Okay? So, I'm hoping that this clears up what's going on when somebody has fear, when somebody has anxiety. Also control issues. And what I really want for you is to come into the presence power, which is right now, and calm down, relax. And when you do this, you have inner peace. That doesn't mean that things won't happen in life and that things won't come up and you won't have things to deal with and that you might not get, you know, worried sometimes. But for the most part, you will know that things will work out on their own and that whatever happens you will face and you will deal with. And that creates inner peace. That is so freeing. It's so freeing. Because you can't live in a constant state of anxiety. It's very draining and it's not good for your health. And that doesn't mean you don't care either. So I'm not saying you don't care. That's not what I'm saying. You will still care, but you will learn to detach from that heightened state of, okay, that's over caring. You can still care greatly without over caring and being stressed out because you have this sense that things are going to work out. Things will be okay. I will be okay. It will be okay, right? So you guys can let me know if this makes sense for you. If you have any questions. But like I said, I wanted to pop back on here and talk to you guys again. We did the Zoom earlier, and I discussed that I think Mondays is probably going to be the day that I will be able to squeeze coming on here with you guys. And that way I can talk to you. There are some other topics that I have on my mind that I kind of want to talk about. Yes, you're welcome. And you got to start practicing this, okay? So you got to first learn to catch when you're doing that, when you're thinking that, when your mind's starting to overthink. Catch when you're starting to control things, when you're having that fear. And start to do that thinking, that process of, okay, I'm starting to control things. Why am I doing that? Okay, I have some fear. All right, what am I afraid of? Well, I'm afraid of that if I don't get all this done, then I won't get it done, and then that won't get done, and then this, and then what? And then what? It doesn't get done? Is that just like the end of all? Is it? We can only do what we can do. But most of us, when we're controlling and in that fearful state, we're trying to overdo. We're not just trying to do, we're trying to overdo. And that makes it even more difficult. So a lot of times we're putting more pressure on ourselves than we should. And that causes fear and anxiety as well. Because we can't live up to the standard that we're putting ourselves up to. We've taught others that we work at that standard or we function at that standard, but it's only because that's what we taught them. When we start to reroute our standard, when we start to put our standard back into check where it needs to be, where we are okay and we're still doing our best, then what happens is the people that are using us and abusing us, they will notice and they will probably throw a little bit of a fit. But eventually, over time, what will happen is those people you will either get rid of, they will fade away, you will make a change, and you will start to attract the right people that treat you well instead of these people that use you and abuse you and take advantage of you. Because now you're not overachieving out of fear, right? And a lot of times, a lot of the fear has to do with being good enough, needing to be good enough, wanting to be good enough, people pleasing, never being good enough. That was one of my things, is never being good enough. It didn't matter how much I did, how many degrees I got, was never good enough. Always had to do more, be better. And I'm not suggesting that we don't do things as people, because I do think that we need things to do, whether it is you're working with animals or flowers or, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter what you're working with. But we do need a purpose. We need something to do just to have that sensation, that feeling. But your purpose could be staying at home. That's a great purpose. It could be staying at home and just taking care of your home. It's still a purpose. So learning to start to talk to yourself and talk yourself out of the panic, talk yourself out of the fear, letting yourself off the hook. We don't have to control everything. We don't have to micromanage. Okay? So I want you guys to start practicing this, okay? Start noticing when you're in that fear, start saying, you know, what am I afraid of? What's really going to happen? Will I be able to handle this? Yeah, I'll be able to handle it. Will I be able to work through this? Yeah, I can do this. I've done it before. When you're having that, you know, fearful stuff, try to find out, what is this really about? What am I really afraid of? And is it even somebody else? Or is it me? Am I being mean to myself? Am I being too strict on yourself? One of the key things, though, guys, is catching those thoughts, learning to catch those thoughts and say, you know what? That's it. I'm not thinking about it. Nope, not doing it. That will literally rewire your brain. Literally rewire your brain. Okay? And the more you do that, then your brain will actually stop doing this to you. And it really is that your brain has thoughts. So your brain does just have thoughts. Because again, the body is taking in so much information at all times. It really is taking. So, you know, your conscious mind is only doing 4%. Your subconscious mind is doing 96%. It's literally snapshotting every second of your life, and it is taking in all this data. So the mind's just taking in all that information, and it's just processing it, and it's just throwing these random thoughts out everywhere, just everywhere, all these random thoughts. And a lot of times what happens is, instead of taking these thoughts and literally just allowing them to be like the wind and just pass through you and pass by you, we latch onto them and we think they're important. Most of these thoughts are not important. They're just thoughts. They're not important. We don't have to pay attention to every one of them. And I'm not saying to not pay attention to anything or just be mindless, but most of our thoughts are not worth our attention. It is just your body processing information. Now, when you start to develop your psychic ability, you start to decipher which thoughts you should be listening to and which ones you shouldn't. Basically, most of the fearful thoughts, they're fearful thoughts. They're the ego's protection mechanism. They're not intuition thoughts. Now, there are times where you can have a thought that says, that gives you something that's kind of a little bit fearful, and it is an intuition or a psychic ability. It is a warning, it's a message. But for the most point, what you have to realize is a lot of your thoughts are just thoughts. They're not actually worthy of paying attention to and rethinking them and, oh my gosh, and what am I going to do? And I have to do that, I have to do that. And then the thought comes back around and again, I got to do that. And then you get distracted and then it comes back. Oh, I got to do that. So you're just constantly bombarding yourself all day with all these negative, fearful thoughts. So learning to treat your thoughts like they are the wind and letting a lot of them just go. Just let them flow right through you. Don't even pay attention to them. Just let them go. Not every thought you think is important. That's the first step. After you master that, then we can master intuition. But first we got to master this one, right? So let me know if this makes sense to you guys and if you understand that or if you have any more questions about that part. I know I've come on here twice, but the first time we did the Zoom and most of you guys weren't here. And then also when I was on the Zoom, I didn't record it. So that means that I can't post it to the site for you guys to see later, and there's a lot of you that come in later and watch these. So I wanted to make sure to come back on for you before I actually head off to bed for the night and get ready for work tomorrow, right? So please let me know if you have any questions. I'm very glad that this makes sense, and I want you to really start practicing. So one of my daughters, actually several of my daughters have anxiety. Again, I don't personally really have anxiety. I did have negative thoughts, and I did have worrisome thoughts. The only time I actually had anxiety was when I was married to my first husband, and I would get anxiety because basically he was never home. He was always out partying or whatever. And I would get anxiety about him coming home because he would fight. When I do get anxiety, it's in two areas of my life. One is about my kids, and the other one is kind of like my job. But again, with the job scenario, you know, if you're doing your best, and you're a good worker, and you're dependable, and you're honest, and you're loyal, you know what? There's a million other jobs out there. It's not worth it. It's not worth the torture. It's not worth worrying about. If you are honestly doing your best, that's all you need to worry about, is your integrity, and that's how I do my job. I do my job based off of my own integrity, that I'm always trying to do my best. But I do have, my daughters do have anxiety in different forms. They're a little bit different. Like I have one daughter who's has a lot of anxiety around the future, and I have another one that has a lot of anxiety, but it's when she gets nagged on. That's when she has anxiety. And then I have another one that has anxiety that's really kind of more related to her past, about things that happened in the past. And that makes her fearful of the future. So there are different forms of anxiety, and it hits people in different ways. But one of my daughters, you know, I gave her the homework. I said, tomorrow, I want you to tell me how many thoughts you caught. How many thoughts did you catch? I want you to actually pay attention to your thoughts and tell me tomorrow how many negative or fearful thoughts that you actually caught. That's the homework. That's what you actually have to do. And it should be a pretty high number, because they say we have 70 to 80,000 thoughts a day, and they're 80 to 90% negative. So you should be catching quite a few thoughts. So again, you know, I will pose that. Karen, happy birthday. Hi, Jackie. Happy birthday to you. So I will pose that homework to you guys to let me know how many thoughts do you catch. Let me know how many that you catch, right? And if you want grounding, then again, we're going to work on those chakras. The bottom three, happy birthday. I hope you have a great, I hope you've had a great day. I don't know what time zone, I think, oh, you're in a different time zone, aren't you? So I hope you've had a great day. And so the bottom three chakras are the ones that are for the physical body, the physical self. And then you have the heart that is the middle. And then you have the upper three chakras. And then from there, there's actually 12 main ones, but we usually hear about the seven. The 12 that are going into the spiritual realm, right? So I am, if you guys don't have any questions, I'm going to jump off of here, but it's been a while since I've been on. It's been a rough month for me. Kids going back to school. We're finally 1 month into school. I had one daughter who was sick the entire month, legitimately sick the entire month, and she just wasn't getting better. So we're past that now. We've got past the germs going around in the school and all of that, and I think I have the schedule nailed down, so I will be putting that back up there. And then I also have a workshop that's coming up in November that I'll be in, and I'll post that on the site if you guys want to join the workshop. So otherwise, I thank you guys so much for coming on here with me. And Tammy, thank you for coming on again. But I'm going to ask that question in the group, and I want to know how many negative thoughts that you have caught. I can tell you that when I started doing this, I didn't have a single positive thought in my head. You tried the Zoom? Oh, you're in the UP. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that when I get my account for Zoom, I can stream it to Facebook. So I can do both. And I have my old monitor out, so I can actually watch both to make sure. So I'm moving towards that. I pulled up my old monitor, my old computer. So I'll be moving towards that. So when I started this, you guys, I really didn't have a single positive thought in my head. I can tell you that after years of practicing this, it's very rare for me to have a lot of negative thoughts. And when I do have them, then I go in and I ask what's going on. I ask what I'm feeling. I ask what happened. How did I take that situation personally? Because I promise you, if you're upset, it's because you took it personally. And it's rare now that I have those negative thoughts. And if I do, they don't last. They don't stay. I'm able to quickly shift that energy, put it into perspective. There's a saying out there that if you're taking something personally, if you're upset, if you're fearful, all of that, it is because that you, your thoughts, and your perception are not in line with the truth, with Source, with the Creator, with Spirit. Your perception, your ideas, your thoughts, and your energy, your emotions, are not in line with Source, because if you were in line with Source, you would have acceptance. Source, God, Creator, Spirit always practices acceptance, always. That's what it is. It is acceptance. It is love. It is understanding. It is compassion. And if you're not in that space, it's because there's something in your perception or your thoughts that are off, in your emotions that are off. And the goal is to work towards that acceptance, is to work towards that forgiveness, that understanding, that compassion. And I get that that's hard in many situations, but I have found it to be true in my life that if I'm upset about something, it's because my perception, my belief is off center with Source. I'm not in line with Source. So the more I get in line with Source, the more peace I have inside. The more I accept that this is the way things are, the more I have peace with Source. I have this inner peace that stays with me throughout the day. When I get off base, then I get upset, I get negative, I get down, and when I am that way, that's when I know, I need to stop and look at, where am I at? What am I doing? Where are my perceptions off? Where am I looking at something the wrong way? Where am I taking something personally? Okay, and sometimes these things take time. They take time, they don't happen overnight. And it takes time to get into acceptance. So don't think that it's an instant thing. This takes practice. Healing is a journey. It's not something that happens overnight. It's a journey. And you need to be okay with that journey and accept wherever you are on that journey. Because that's where you are. So you just start where you are. It doesn't mean that you're in a better spot than me, or me with you. It just means that's where you are, and that's okay, because you're on this journey, and it takes time, it takes practice, and it takes some work. But as long as you keep going, I promise you, you will get there. You will get there. Okay? So, thank you, everybody. I hope you have a great night, and I will talk to you soon. Please, put in the group what you want me to talk about. Give me topics. Give me subjects you want me to help teach you. Put those in the group, and I will talk about them. Have a great night.